Here we go.
Yo. Yo, 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 yo. I damn sure did. My bad, y'all. Looking for my pen. Music Jones Podcast. We here. What's happening? June.
What's happening, baby?
What's going on, bro?
Cool, cool. How you?
Good, man. Say you was asleep last week, so.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You were here.
But we did have a guest while you were gone.
Right.
And shout out to Ovio Quetta.
Ovio Quetta.
Ovio Quetta made it to the building. She accepted my invite. And she actually pretty knowledgeable.
Okay.
She pretty, you know, knowledgeable, but she young as hell.
Really?
Because we did the 30 year back.
Yeah.
And she was like, and I was one. I was like, damn.
She said she was one.
She was one when that shit came out. She don't remember none of it. I was like, damn.
So her,
I was in
her
high
music
school.
Influence is
Drake. Yeah.
Ovio Quetta.
Ovio Quetta.
Shouts out to
Shout
her.
Shout out to Ovio Quetta. She says she gonna come back.
Yeah. So ain't I miss it.
Yeah. She says she gonna come back. So we gonna get her back in the show. Easy. Look at him.
What up?
What's happening?
Ain't nothing, man.
Still pumping them cars like white.
Yup.
Master.
Come buy one.
We got to talk off mic.
Really? You ready for a car? You
don't know? No.
Oh. Oh, I got excited.
One of my homeboys changed locations, I think.
Who?
We'll talk off mic.
Like, give me an initial. Locations like dealerships?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, damn, this nigga done switched up.
Now he ain't had no choice.
Oh. Mm. God damn. Shout out to my boy.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna call his name.
He don't listen no way.
I know.
She'll say his name.
I don't want to
make somebody listen.
Oh,
I say that.
Make it work.
Make somebody make him listen then, shit.
Man, y'all know. Nah, you know how that nigga go. Oh, so y'all boy talk about me.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all say y'all niggas talk about me.
Yeah.
God damn, bro. True. That's what it is. That
yeah,
what it is. Now, nigga tried to get mad with me a couple years ago at homecoming. Because his old lady came up to me and say, I need to talk to you about something, right?
Oh, shit.
So immediately when she hit me, now we had an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. So he had left. So when she hit me with that, I immediately called him, nigga, what the fuck did you do last night? Because I don't know where he went.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, what are you talking about? I said, Bo, your old lady just walked up to me and said she need to talk to me about something. What she need to talk to you for? I was like, oh my God.
Shouldn't even say that.
Really? I shouldn't even fucking say that, yep. Man. But I'm like.
Like in the words of the bunk to Jimmy McNulty, there you go giving a fuck when it ain't your time to give a fuck.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm trying to help him out.
Right.
Because the same weekend it all unfolded that they shit been rocky for a minute.
Yeah, but yeah.
So now here I am, injected in this shit because she asked me a question. Well, she made a statement to me.
Right.
But you been my homeboy since kindergarten. We used to ride the same fucking bus. Nigga, rest in peace to Mark. Mark Samuel used to drive our fucking bus. Mm. And the only person that was shorter than Mark was Chad down there. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I said his name anyway.
I'm about to edit this shit.
Yeah, nah, you good. He ain't gonna listen. But.
This nigga put me to work.
But
Jones, I don't know what happened to New Jones, goddamn. Jones turned 45. This nigga wants to everything out. Everything out. Like, they ain't a state property.
So, that happens. Then later that night, I discover that. They shit been rocky, shit been going on. She, you know, certain shit was happening. So yeah. I was like, well, damn, he could have said all that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save him. And
you went up. You ain't, yeah.
Yeah, your life jacket been goddamn came up. Yeah, man.
Everybody trying to play interventionist and all kind of shit.
Yeah.
Off of shit they just found out an hour ago. You nigga, you know, shut up. Stay out of them people's life.
Yeah.
Stay out of them people's
so
life.
So I backed up, but.
Y'all, you see me in the corner, I ain't say shit.
Yeah, so I didn't read the room.
Yeah.
I walks in. I had a room at the Airbnb. All my shit was in there because we had just went to the dance.
Oh, the 40,
whatever year thing. Yeah, we just went to the 25th joint.
That was 25,
yeah. So I come back, everybody just sitting in the dead, just sitting there all goddamn. No, was this Sunday morning? This was Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Brunch. So everybody just sitting around looking stupid. I'm like, what the fuck going on here? So I'm like, man, let me go get my shit out of the room. I walk in the room. They sitting and they looking like they having a mean powwow. So I walked out. I was like, oh, shit.
Them
so,
too?
Yeah. Yeah. So I hit them with the Jay-Z like, ooh.
Yeah.
I got to walk back out of there. Right. I was like, shit, why the fuck did I have to walk in there? Because, you know, I was told by another one of the homeboys, like, he always used to say little slick shit about, you know, me and her. And that was high school. And I done had 3 kids. And
he didn't give a damn about that.
Plenty more than
just, he thought you still knew.
Yeah, I haven't touched that motherfucker. I ain't touched that motherfucker since high school.
You couldn't tell, man.
I ain't touched since high school, but that shit was so far, so long ago. So long ago. But yeah, man. I saw that. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, some of the conversations we had. But, left out of here last week, man. And I want to shout out to, rest in peace to homeboy down there in Charleston, man. Nigga I met in college named JJ. JJ fell off a fucking boat last week and died. They was docking the boat in the marina down in Charleston. He slipped and fell, and they ain't find him till Tuesday, man.
Damn. Yeah. He was by himself?
No, it was a group of them.
So that is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to, but I met JJ in 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. He graduated in 01. So whenever he moved off campus is when I met him. I don't remember the exact year. But I met him from playing Madden. Me and Nasty was doing the shit we do, just riding around, and boys caught wind on campus that Nasty was one of them niggas. So we get over there to the crib. This is when I met Philly. So I met Philly and JJ at the same time, the dude that died. And when I tell you them boys was always the fucking together, they was always together. Mm-hmm. Philly couldn't make it though, cause you know, he work overseas. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't make it. But if the Bull still listen, man, Bull, I love you, brother. I remember y'all 18, 19 year old kids and they playing that Madden, talking that shit for that money. And boy, we used to have a good time at JJ crib, be over there for fucking hours. And he would get you, nigga. So it was extra funny to me.
Yeah.
Cause boy, the shit he talk on that game. Yeah. Oh man. Oh my God. Oh my God, man. But fast forward to 2026. After I left college, Kane, shout out to Kane. Mm-hmm. Kane went to state. And boys are still at state. Hence, that's Kane and Philly are super tight now, as we all know. Kane and JJ super tight. So I've been in touch with JJ since. Like, I always talk to him, see him, you know, when I go down there or some, you know. So, we always been cool. Always, you know. I went down there for our basketball tournament in July. Right before I left Sunday, I told Kane to call JJ, come holler at me before I left. JJ pulled right up, took a few shots, laughed, talked, had a conversation about his son. His son had just graduated from state. So he was legacy. So JJ was like, you know, explaining to me, like, you know, when your daughter graduate, you and her mom probably be the ones presenting with a degree since she legacy. And I was like, that's some dope shit. You know what I'm saying? But I did get a chance to kick and, you know, talk to the nigga again. And wasn't thinking that was the last time I was going to see him because, you know, you never think that. But yeah, man, rest in peace, JJ, man. But yeah, Philly, hold your head, Kane. I'm going to get with you soon, bro. Well,
yeah, Kane pissed me off, though, because he put that down crying and then a broken heart.
Yeah.
No, first he put fuck. I was like,
yeah.
Goddamn.
So you was trying
that's
to.
That's all. Like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? I hate when people do that shit.
I can't stand it.
Yeah,
I think Wally hit me up, too.
Yeah,
I think
Wally hit me up about that too. But yeah, man, like, cause he was literally out of the country. They called him before they got on the plane to come back to the country.
Who?
Kane.
Oh, Kane was out of the country.
Yeah, he was out of the country.
Oh.
Yeah. So the shit happened when they was about to get on the plane to come home.
Damn.
Yeah.
That shit sucks.
Mm-hmm.
JJ had Kane truck.
Oh, while he was gone?
Yeah, he was driving Kane truck. So Kane truck been at his crib all week. Kane said he couldn't even go get it.
Damn.
Yeah, like that's the shit is crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I hurt for my dog. I hurt for my cuz, man, because mm-hmm. that the shit just keep like happening to him.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfuckers I'm talking about, the people he closest to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I try to keep in touch with him as much as I can, but you know.
Whew. Yeah, I didn't know. I still ain't. I ain't hit him up, but then I would see people, like people from Charleston Post,
mm-hmm. and he shared
stuff, or whatever. Yeah. And then I was like, well, that must be who Kane mm-hmm. was talking about, or whatever. And
yeah.
Finally, he posted like videos of them mm-hmm. together. I don't know. That's
yeah.
the guy right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. The boy. Kane moved back to Charleston and moved in the same neighborhood as JJ stayed in.
Oh, word.
Yeah, okay. Like you know, like Kane's daughter Ari. That's the only other person that's not blood that. She know like she know me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On his, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Through him.
Yeah.
That's her other uncle through him. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's my Uncle JJ because that my daddy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? That's how that shit is. And they live yeah. like she would be at his house all the time because he got a daughter, you know, not too much older than her. So,
yeah.
Yeah, man. So she was kind of torn up about the shit too, man. Mm-hmm. And
some cold shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. man. So now I got to step up with my niece because, you know, both our real uncles gone, and mm-hmm. it's just like shit. Just it's a lot, man. And yeah, but that's the second nigga that died I went to college with in the last 2 weeks. Nigga Johnny Williams, rest in peace, Johnny. Johnny played safety at a state,
mm-hmm.
but he went to Eau Claire. So I played against him in high school. Mm. But tough as shit, man. Tough as shit. I'm talking would knock your fucking head off you come across that goddamn middle slipping.
Where you say he's from?
Columbia.
Oh.
Yeah, he from Columbia. He went to Eau Claire.
Eau Claire.
Yeah. Yeah. We played them boys our senior year, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We went up there and we played the Monday game.
Played the Monday, yeah. But then we went to Carolina after that.
Yeah, went to Carolina. Then we played OW that weekend. And we got smoked.
We ain't got smoked that bad.
Shit, what, 34-16?
Nah, it was like 22-9.
No, it was 34-16.
With OW?
Yeah.
You sure? I thought it was 22-9. Yeah,
That was Richland Northeast.
22-9?
It might have been 22-9.
We got to look at them scores again.
Mm. It might have been 22-9. I'm trying, because I only played 4 games.
You played Richland Northeast.
Eau Claire. OW. And Crestwood. I broke my shit.
And Crestwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so OW was 34-16. Northeast was 23-9. No, that was my junior year. Northeast was 23-9. It was 16-9 our senior year.
16-9, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we beat OW 52-16.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we beat Eau Claire.
Beat Eau Claire 52-16.
Yeah, and then we beat Crestwood.
I can't remember the score for Crestwood, but we beat him, bro.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, shout out to the old days, man. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to my fellow Bulldogs, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Music. Quiet on the Creek. What the hell is this about? What's the Quiet on the Creek shit?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I ain't saying it.
As a straight man, I'm going to let the gay people have that.
Okay, so we don't got none of them on the show. Damn, Ovio Quetta should have been here. She a woman, and she's around there.
My man was on, he was on the Breakfast Club, like, last week, and he explained what it was.
Mm.
But, you know, they can have that.
Yeah, but that's a thing now.
That's a little thing. Yeah. I guess like keep it secret or something, or keep it something on the low. I guess that what it means.
So Spin That Shit got taken out by Quiet on the Creek.
No way.
I guess.
Because I ain't heard Spin That Shit in a minute.
It's been pretty quiet.
I ain't heard Quiet on the Creek either. Is it a song?
Yeah, it's a song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a song.
What's the song?
It by, what you call it?
I think I know who it's by.
Okay.
Because I done seen some shit on the internet, but all I see is people keep saying Quiet on the Creek.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
he got an album.
Oh, he got an album? Now, are we using the correct pronoun?
Yeah, he said he on on the Breakfast Club. Oh, no, it's just one song.
I just shit, man.
Quiet on the Creek.
Oh,
fuck. Yeah. I heard this shit so
yeah,
well.
I told you heard it. Social media and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, as much as y'all was saying that, I didn't realize it, but now Brim, I hate this fucking shit. So that's what this is. Yeah. Yeah. Look at this stupid motherfucker, man. Look at him. Oh, you should see the video. It's not just the audio.
You got a video?
See it without this. I seen it without the audio.
So oh, you blown. Just saw the video.
Yeah, I was blown by that. So now I'm hearing what the fuck he's saying. I'm super blown. That bitch think he a girl. Yeah, that bitch think he a girl.
But he say but yeah, at the beginning he do say something like
he's just doing some bad.
Listen to what he said at the beginning.
And I used to go fishing when I was a little girl. You gotta be real quiet. See? On the creek.
When I was a little girl.
Boy. He said when he was fishing.
It, yeah.
He's so stupid. That motherfucker maybe not even go fishing no more.
But he
man.
Called himself a but he's he say so he though. He say he. Like he told he met cause they asked him that on
he's just so
on
stupid,
the Breakfast Club.
Man.
Yeah.
And he musted.
He got no hand. Oh, they did say that too.
Yeah, they stinking.
That would the Jamaican man. Chick. The Jamaican oh, chick went in on him.
Shit, my bad, bro.
What's her name?
My bad.
What he said?
See, I get stupid on this shit right here, man.
What's the?
What's the joke? What's if the? If he ain't even heard you, yeah, we gonna let that motherfucker fly on this one, man.
I'm gonna be what's quiet. What's the chick? She Jamaican. She got the blue hair.
Yeah,
I know. The
dark skin.
Yeah. What's her name? She was going in on.
She a loving hip hop chick too.
Yeah,
right?
She is. Yeah, she a big time star. She like a big reggae star.
I can't remember her name though. I know who you talking about. I can't remember her name. She say he stayed. Well,
yeah, he been musty, man.
Big funky, big funky funky.
I'm gonna try to now she was saying it in Jamaican. The shit, but you can make out what's her name.
Damn.
This Atlanta. Cause she got the blue hair.
Yeah. I can't remember her name either. I know exactly what you're talking about. Cause I accent think it's above.
Yes. Ah, what's her name? Let me see if I can find it. Y'all talking about
this. That's crazy, man. I can't think of the shit.
Hey man, listen.
Yeah, his big mustache, man. Stupid ass shit. Talking about quiet, man. Get gone.
Yeah, man. What the fuck? Yeah,
cause like I said, I seen the visual, but he had fingernails and he was grabbing air. He was prissing around.
Oh,
man,
God.
Man, here we go.
Spice, that's her name.
Spice.
Oh, God.
And then, so, you know, I was like, oh, my old lady, she's, yeah, look. Just
yeah,
to see my
yeah, she want to egg that shit up. Yeah. Try to blow
look
you.
Look at her.
Pause.
So, yeah, we talk about how musty he is or whatever. And then, now, I heard it, but I didn't know that was him.
Yeah.
Like a stupid bitch. Stupid ass motherfucker.
Quiet on the creek, huh?
Yeah, he need to get. He need to go under the creek.
Eh? Look on this blood clot roast turkey.
Right.
Look on a roast turkey.
Roast
we are
turkey.
Speaking.
That's
what like gonna talk about somebody. Look on roast turkey.
Fucking roast
the
turkey.
The most things we want to talk about you. You sit down in the big pink. You come like one big bottle of Pepto Bismol from the diarrhea. From the
steam
in a belly. You stink like shit. You come like pit tile. You not smell yourself when you walk around the fan and
you
fan
broke
on everybody. No one in the blood clot can now tell you, oh, you stink.
Yes,
latrine. You come
yes,
like pit tile. Stop calling me blood clot.
Bubba clot. Hold up, you got to play this back one more time, too. I like that.
Nobody on the show no want to tell you, oh, you stink. You have on the clothes, them and the clothes, them too tight. Squeeze up. Oomph, you come
squeeze
like one big fucking stuffed turkey. Stop calling me name in your blood clot mouth.
Blood clot mouth.
And the panda blood clot stuffed turkey.
Stuffed turkey.
Look on this blood clot roast turkey.
Roast turkey.
Look on a roast turkey. We are opening stinking mouth and I come talk about somebody. Look on roast turkey.
Roast turkey.
The most of the things we want to talk about you. You sit down in the big pink. You come like one big bottle of Pepto Bismol. From me see you, me see diarrhea. From me see you, me see running a belly. You stink like shit. You come like pit toilet. You don't smell yourself when you walk over with the fan and the fan
that's
what
she
said. Everybody. No one in the blood clot camp now will tell you, oh, you stink.
You stink.
Latrine. You come like pit toilet. Stop calling the blood clot.
You smell like a latrine.
You stink, you want bed.
You want what?
Bed.
Nobody on the show and I want to tell you, oh, you stink. You have on the clothes, them and the clothes, them too tight. Squeeze up.
Squeeze up.
Fucking suck turkey. Stop calling me name.
Hey, man.
Roast turkey.
Motherfucker getting on you with an accent.
Bro.
You lost.
Bro.
I'm a delete because I don't understand. Make sure say somebody where Jamaican interpret this blood clot for you. You come like,
we don't need our interpretation.
No, we heard you say. We heard what Balvin.
Yeah, we heard it. Is that what you said?
Blood clot.
Yeah, like a lot. Yeah, you stink.
You stink.
She still
got.
She pee in the panties.
Nobody true me busy and you don't see me answer you because. Quite a few times they on TikTok and every minute you have something to say about me. Don't call me name in your stinking mouth.
Stinky. Don't call my name out of your stinking mouth.
Hell God.
She's on his fucking ass and stink. Oh, fucking.
God. Yeah.
Look at her.
Oh,
look
God.
At her. I'm telling you.
I knew y'all would like that.
Oh God. Yeah.
You smell like a latrine.
She ain't call him a body boy though.
Nah, she did.
She did call him a body
stuffed
boy.
Turkey.
Stuffed roast turkey.
Roast turkey.
Oh shit.
Bamba clap.
All right, thanks for that understanding.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, fuck all that. I leave that way.
I can't believe it, man.
Did you watch Versus?
Nah, I didn't.
I know you did.
I didn't. I started to, and I was
June,
like,
June probably was asleep.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
June was asleep.
I started to watch like a replay, but I was watching Insecure. I'm doing a rewatch. I'm finished, but I was watching that, so I was like, yeah. I don't feel like watching these niggas sing.
Listen.
Then I saw Joe outfit. You ain't seen it.
No. I watched.
Up, pull up on your phone, Joe on Versus.
I watched it.
How was it good? Or was it entertaining?
I enjoyed the music.
Was it better than the Bloodbath?
The Bloodbath was too gangster for me.
Really?
Absolutely.
I got into that. You know that's my shit right there, son.
Shit. Yeah, I can't. This shit was more, you know, nigga. You wasn't 45 when the Bloodbath came on, but you 45 now, so.
I'm still with the Bloodbath. Yeah, I can't, to be 50.
Boy. That shorty got eyes on me. Down there start singing that one. It's a quarter past two, girl. What you gonna do?
I ain't really. That song's all right.
Man, listen.
But there's nothing. Let me tell you something. I don't know if Joe got a song that hit like, say what? Ooh. Girl, you know
he got
I don't know if Joe got something to hit like that.
It's
still not a player.
That don't hit for me.
But listen, let me tell you, Joe did still not a player with Big Pun, right?
Yeah.
Guess what Donnell did?
What?
You can catch me in the cherry red 160.
He
got
in
the stizzy lock. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He saved the hook. This so hard shit. So I was like, that was dope.
That was good.
That was dope. But then Joe pivoted. And Big Rich Time. No, I'm sorry. He did I Want to Get to Know You First with G-Unit.
Oh.
So 50 comes out. 50 came out. So they did that.
Joe has been on a lot of.
So they did I Want to Get to Know You. Then they jumped right into Big Rich Time. So it
for
was
the
like
culture,
a,
I mean.
Yeah, you got like you gotta
you
do that.
You can't beat that.
You gotta do that for
did
the
you
culture.
Have a red suit?
It was pink. It was like fuchsia. It was like fuchsia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw a little bad clip. It looked red.
Yeah, it was kind of
fuchsia. With the butterfly
like,
collar?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was dressed like Al Green or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like for real. Like,
yeah, he was.
Yeah. I mean, but the shit would fly.
The stage, from what I saw, was like, it was like people sitting on the stage, like they was at a lounge or something.
No, it was just, it was a few people on the stage. They was, you know, most of the people standing up with their phones, of course. But it looked kind of like a lounge type spot. Yeah, it wasn't no
50 had on a bad outfit. That nigga can't dress, man.
Never could.
Yeah, then he had them G-Unit sneakers on.
Yeah,
they sold out.
Them shit sold out in a matter of minutes. Shout out. I wonder how much they was hitting for.
Probably like $100 and something.
I would never pay $100 for them shit.
You gonna pay $100 for anything nowadays?
Nah.
If you buy sneakers, you paying $100.
Yeah.
That's the minimum, cuz.
Don't believe that.
Oh, shit. Well, you bought less than $100.
Shit, a lot.
Some waffles? Some Nike waffles?
Mm-mm.
They're $100.
Yeah.
I got my Cortezes for less than $100.
Okay, Cortezes. All right. But you still overpaying. Back in the day, they were $49. Bro, they still $70.
I paid by that. I called them up. Yeah. Yeah, I called them at Outlet. See, I did good. Yeah. I waited.
Mm-mm.
I waited.
They got me. I was a nigga they got.
Yeah, I waited.
Where you got them from? Yours?
The store, regular store.
Oh, they're like
Hibbets was full
price. Might get them on. I ain't bought shoes out of store in a long time. I ordered on mine.
Yeah.
I got me three pair of J's coming now.
Look at it.
Two pair of 14s and a pair of 11s.
Damn. Which 11s you got?
It's a Concord.
Oh.
You know I don't do the Mexicans. Them fool colors. Yeah. On them Jordans, I call them Mexican Mikes too. Mike ain't never wore them.
Mike ain't never,
You got the Concord, the 45 or the 23.
I don't know what on the back.
They got the 45.
Might be 45. I got some with the 23 on the back at the crib.
Okay.
But I think these might have 45.
I don't own any of those. I got the Lowe's. I wasn't a big 11 fan.
I got a pair of the Lowe's.
They look like, it's like Mickey Mouse shoes to me.
11s?
Mm-hmm.
I need them black and red ones.
I got the black and red Lowe's. I got the red Lowe's. I got all Lowe's.
See, I ain't never seen Jordan in 11s. Lowe's like that.
He didn't wear them.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
Now, I seen him with 11,
them 11 Lowe's is hard to me.
I seen him with the IE 11s.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I seen him with them.
But he ain't never, I mean, 11 Lowe's, they just started doing that shit in the 20-teens.
They're 11s, but they look kind of different, and they got like a...
like mesh on them.
Mesh on the side, mm-hmm. Yeah. You probably seen them before.
Yeah.
They come
from used to have some of them shit, the lime green and gray joints.
Yeah, Mexican. Jordan ain't never wore lime
green. Jordan ain't wore that shit.
But yeah.
But yeah, man, the verses was...
it was dope. You enjoyed it?
I did.
Were you ranking in the verses, top 10 verses?
Nah, it ain't top 10.
It ain't top 10, but it was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Mm. What were your top verses?
My top verses?
Raekwon and Ghostface.
That's up there.
Mm. Bone. Method Man and Red Man.
Bone and 3-6.
That was a funny...
Locks a Dipset.
Busy Bone need to take his medicine. Busy Bone need to take his medicine.
That's one of my top shit. Babyface and Teddy Riley.
That was one of the most entertaining ones.
That was one of the ones.
The first viral moment with the man with the hat dancing.
Yeah.
But we couldn't hear what it, but he was over there jamming, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. I mean, but Babyface was low key talking shit the whole time.
He was, but they just couldn't get that.
The shit that nigga did produce, boy.
Yeah.
And Jeezy and Gucci.
Very entertaining one.
Publicity, too.
Yeah.
It's a couple of what you call it. So outside of that, but
somebody was talking about that recently, and they're talking about it could have went down, and in hindsight, they was like if it could have went really left, because guess who was there with Gucci now?
Who
on Gucci side?
Who
Pooh Shiesty and them boys?
Oh really?
Yeah, somebody said that. Said Pooh Shiesty and them was there. It was like it could have went left, but you know Jeezy probably had his people there too.
Of course, but I'm sure he did.
Yeah,
I'm sure he did.
The Cash Money one was good. I like that one. Yeah. It was a little short.
Yeah. Cash Money and No Limit. Yeah, that one was good.
That one had a lot of publicity too.
Yeah, because they thought Cash Money was going to just landslide, and they lost.
They lost. They lost. I can't believe you didn't mention probably the biggest upset ever.
Which one?
The Locks and Dipset.
I said.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I said Locks and Dipset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
okay.
One of them. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be the one. But like entertaining the Beanie Man and
That was a good one.
That was a good one. That was the first one they had with the two people together. The Patty one was good. Patty and Natalie Cole?
No.
Who Patty did hers with?
Who did Patty do hers with? I can't remember.
It wasn't Natalie Cole?
No, boy. Wasn't Natalie Cole?
Natalie Cole dead, ain't it?
I don't want to say that.
Right.
Who was it? But yeah, that was a good one though. Let me see.
Brandon and Monica shit was all right.
People loved that one.
Yeah.
That wasn't mine.
But it wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Who did Patty do a versus with?
Gladys Knight.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Gladys Knight. Yeah. That was a good one.
It was.
Didn't the Isley Brothers do one?
They did. Who did they do it with?
That one's pretty good too. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Was it on? It was the Isley Brothers. Who was it? Earth, Wind & Fire.
Maze.
Yep. Earth, Wind & Fire.
Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah. Yep. That was a good one too. That shit was long because Steve Harvey got to talk in between every goddamn song.
But yeah, man, they still got that shit going. So. Yep. It ain't as bad, you know. I mean, it's just something different. Something for us to, just give old folks something to do while I'm sitting in my garage.
Yeah.
And football on, and I'm and it's preseason. And,
yep.
You know, so.
But I like how they, they kind of got smart with it. They know they're not going to make like no money off of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Have it at a little lounge, a little club or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw it on for the people.
Yeah.
And keep it pushing.
Yeah, make a little bit. You can make a little bit, but stop trying to make it such a big production. Yep. Just do some little, you know, some little small shit.
Make it a celebration. I think YG might be the youngest person.
That done a versus?
Like the newest artist to do a versus.
You're older, newest artist.
Yeah.
Because Bow Wow did one, didn't he?
Yeah, Bow Wow probably older than YG, though. Mm. Bow Wow was on there.
I mean, musically he is,
Shit, yeah, probably so. Age-wise, Bow Wow about probably 36, 37.
Shit, and how old is YG?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it. We got all these good devices in our hands.
Paul. Oh, YG 36.
Yeah.
Shit, Bow Wow 39. I thought that nigga was about 40. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
So he really wasn't that much younger than us back then.
Mm-mm. He was just small as hell.
Yeah.
Well, he's 6 years younger than us.
Huh?
He looked pretty rough lately.
Yeah.
He just fat.
Yeah.
Too much
fat. Yeah.
When you get older, if you was big when you was young, you got to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. And but then if you're small,
You can gain weight, but you can't gain but so much weight.
Or you gonna be fat.
Or you gonna look funny.
Mm-hmm. I done seen a couple Pillsbury cans about to pop around that motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Roast turkey.
I got the hit.
Roast turkey.
Yes, Steph. What'd she say? Stuffed turkey. Smell like a latrine.
Oh shit. The Gang dropped another album.
I heard.
Did you listen to it?
Nah.
Should have known something would come in pause.
Wait,
you just did that versus.
Hmm.
Oh, so he's trying to say he's smoking right now.
Nah,
somebody said it was dope.
He just Game always make good music.
Yeah.
He always make good music until he, you know,
start
trying to diss everybody.
He
read
they
with
Ghostface with me.
Really? You don't like that?
He tried too hard to me.
He do, man.
He be trying
too hard. His blood stuff.
Turned up.
Nah, it's just not. Yeah, it did turn up. Because before he was saying C's and shit, now he's B this.
Okay, see, that's what I thought. Mm. So what, years ago he had other color on?
No, he always was blood.
He always was a blood.
He always ripped.
It was something.
That was Lil Wayne that did that.
Yeah, okay. Cash Money.
Mm-hmm.
Baby too.
They all used to wear blue bandanas and Georgetown shit. Then they started wearing red shit.
But he just, it just.
Especially when he did that second better, I about barf.
Yeah.
I forgot.
They say he did Kendrick and somebody else on the album, but he said he didn't. I don't know if he said something about Nipsey on the album. No, he didn't say nothing about Nipsey.
Talking about Kendrick, because apparently Kendrick had an issue when Game did the video or the song with Drake.
In Compton.
So that's what supposedly it was about. But Top Dog said ain't no beef on Kendrick end. Game said ain't no beef on his end. Them niggas just don't talk. So.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it is what it is with that.
But. I mean, Kendrick probably wouldn't deal with a nigga like Game.
Yeah, you know. No, Kendrick do, man.
Yeah.
You been checking out the Tupac case?
Nah, we was talking about that on my show. Not really. I mean, that nigga probably gonna go to jail for the rest of his life.
Anyway.
Yeah. Did you see, because he ain't got much longer to live. Mm. You see the autopsy pictures they put out?
Mm-hmm. That don't look like what we used to look at, do it?
That was one pop. A three pop. That wasn't no damn Tupac. That was not no Tupac. I'm sorry.
You say one or three.
That one or three. That wasn't two.
It wasn't fucking two.
Two over there.
Yeah.
Boy, you kidding?
Huh?
You ain't serious, are you?
Yeah, have you seen the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
The tattoos don't match, and then they show the picture of the face. It don't look like that nigga.
Oh, God.
Like, it's at an angle, but it don't look like that nigga. Somebody was like, you know, your body swell after you die or whatever. But it's the way the thug life on the tattoo, the T and the H, how it, like, go over.
Right.
it looked like two different tattoos. Like, that was a crazy. I was like, man, these niggas tripping. These conspiracy theories are like, damn, that ain't him. Yep, so.
Man, we saw that shit back in the day on the computer, on Rotten.com.
I didn't see it.
I saw it. I saw it.
So them pictures been out.
Them pictures came out late 90s, early 2000s.
Niggas ain't had the internet back then.
Yes, niggas did.
Some niggas did, but so, most niggas didn't. Right. Niggas had dial-up back then.
I did, and I saw them on Rotten.com. Yeah. My sister was in college, so we
had she had a computer.
We had to get that
Her
shit.
Computer had a fat ass.
Yeah.
Damn monitor had a fat ass.
Yeah, it did, man. But yeah, I had been paying too much attention to it.
Me either.
But whatever happens, happens. Hell, pop, what?
30.
Mm-hmm. Be 30 in a couple weeks. Damn.
Yeah, right.
But dead.
They were dead 30 fucking years, man.
Dead
30. Damn. That nigga ain't lived but 25.
Well, he been dead longer than he been alive.
Dead longer than he been fucking alive.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Damn.
That's why I told L, he told me he from New York. I said, how long you been here? And he told me how long. I said, nigga, you been living here longer than you been living in New York? What are you talking about?
You for real, nigga.
You a South Carolinian.
Yeah, man. You from South Carolina now, buddy. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so shit. Tupac been... Damn, he been dead longer than he been alive.
That's wild.
Longer than he lived.
Yeah, that's longer than he lived. Yeah, shit, yeah. Him and Biggie.
Yeah, Biggie too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
But Biggie died, he was 24?
Mm-hmm. Whew. Yeah, he be dead. His 30s is in March, coming up.
March 9th.
Mm-hmm. 2027.
Mm.
Yeah. June, we talked about some shit in here last week. I asked B Love which Rick Ross was the best, which one made the best. Which I said, which one made better music. Mm-hmm. Fat one, fat Rick Ross, mm-hmm. medium Rick Ross, a small Rick Ross. So fat Rick Ross is 06 to what?
All on fat to me, but every last one of them got titties. What do you mean?
So every last one
got them down legs, them down Special K legs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rosé.
Nah, but you know what I mean. When he first came out in that 750, he was fat.
Yeah, that nigga was fat.
That nigga fat, fat.
Right.
He was obese, morbidly
like,
obese.
He was like, right. He was like Charles Arthur fat. Who's you remember Charles Arthur?
Tenille.
Oh, yeah.
Tenille, brother?
No.
Oh. Who's Charles Arthur?
He used to play football for Mayo.
I kind of remember he was real big.
Yeah, he played tackle.
Yeah, I think I do. Uh-huh. He was tall, too. And
uh-huh.
Kind of remember him.
He was fat.
Yeah.
Then you seen Dino lately?
I seen Dino in 30 years.
Remember how big Dino was? See, Dino kind of like Rick Ross. Dino was big. Then Dino got medium. Then Dino got small. Paul.
Dino was muscular though. Ross ain't got no muscle.
Dino was fat,
but he still
in the
had
beginning.
Muscle.
Yeah, but he was big. He was still big. He was athletic as a motherfucker now.
Yeah, Ross don't look athletic. That's why I say he always just been fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Ross, but you know.
Yeah, but which one did I say? I said.
You said 06 to whenever.
06 to 11.
Okay.
Then you got the one from 12 to 16, then 16
to now.
Yes, yeah. Because he started losing weight around 16, I think.
Yeah, yeah, because that's when he had a season.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time.
Which one you think?
Who made the best music?
Which
the
one? Best. Which Rick Ross made the best music? The big one, the medium one, or the small one? Because the big one is...
The small one ain't shit right now, really.
Yeah, the big one is...
Yeah, all right.
Is Hustling.
Yeah, the big one was the best.
Rich Off Cocaine.
Right.
BMF.
BMF.
Yeah, he was sizzling back then.
You said, nah.
I'm not a star.
That leading into the second one.
To the
I
second
think.
One.
Yeah, that leading into the second what, one.
The second, yeah.
And I just feel like, just personal opinion, you know, the first one, the fight was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just dwindling down, basically. Mm-hmm. It was still hot on the second one, but it wasn't super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time the third one, man, shit, you can pick that coal up off the ground with your hand.
Cause he just don't, he ain't evolved.
Yeah, but none. then that's when after the third one is when he brought in Wale and
But
no, he bought the third. The second that was in the 2011-12. That's the second one.
That was Teflon Don.
That's the second. That's what I'm saying.
That's the third.
No, that's the second version of Ross though. That's like 2011-2012.
Yeah, but that he was still fat though. But that's when he brought in the mother niggas too.
You said that was you said 12 on was the medium Ross.
He was fat till about 16. He was medium from 16 to 21.
Something like that.
Hold up. So it's four Rosses?
Shit, must be.
So you said 6 to 11.
The first one. That yeah. The
but, well, we can split up the first one because, like I said, he added the MMG element to it.
So when is so what Ross is that? So what,
the, dice you got, the Dice Pineapples Ross.
You gotta redo your Rosses because you had did them five. now it's... Because you had did... At first you said 06 to 11. 06
to 11.
Then you said 11 to like 16 or 17.
Yeah. Then 17 16. To...
21.
So, yeah, okay.
So now you got to...
Okay, so we'll do 06 to 13.
This nigga trying to fit.
We're going to have to. I mean, he was still fat. We said the Stay Scheming and shit, he was still fat. Stay scheming, Party Hard, all that shit, he was still fat.
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll say 13.
How about do it in 10 years? Because 06.
Okay, so we'll just do two versions. We'll do fat one and medium.
Yeah.
We do fat and medium.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't never small.
Well, we get that. We make it easy and say fat then.
Yeah. We say fat and medium.
He just ain't hitting now.
Yeah.
Somebody had a question on Threads that was like, you know, a lot of people doing the orchestra. Like Gucci did one. Mm-hmm. Boosie did one. Mm-hmm. Ross got one. He doing a tour.
Yeah. He was in Augusta.
Jeezy did a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. But the one he did in one city recently, they canceled it because the ticket sales was low.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody was asking, why was Jeezy so hot and Ross's ain't hitting like that? And Jeezy got the residency. Like people flying out to Vegas. They was like, yeah, people flying to Vegas.
Shout out to D Dotty.
Get in the room. Oh, D Dotty went to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the room and all. I ain't even knew that. I got another homie out there
Blonsky went too. Shout out to Blonsky. Yeah, he went too.
So they doing that to go to Jeezy, but people ain't even buying tickets to see Ross and shit. So.
And he right there in the city.
Yep. So.
And to be honest, Ross probably got the best music for an orchestra.
I can say it ain't.
Maybe. But
horns and shit that's in his music, that shit'll go crazy in the orchestra.
Yeah.
But it depends on what album he doing.
But I mean, he probably doing all of them. Songs
so
of
he
all
just
of
doing
them.
a collective concert.
I don't know.
Is Jeezy doing one album?
Well, I don't know what he doing in Vegas.
In Vegas. Okay. I think he's doing
the shit I went to.
He did.
10-101.
Yeah.
101.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So, but yeah, man.
I mean, he did some other songs, but yeah.
But Ross,
Fizzling.
Yeah, he.
Think he do too much clown shit.
He outside of music.
Yeah, because he could have made himself look like a super boss if he was just kept doing the shit with the house.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't stopping checkers or we ain't stopping rallies or whatever.
Right.
And not get into it with DJ Envy.
Mm-hmm.
Not get into it with 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
Not get into it with Tony Yayo and all of these people.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And just live your life and not be on social media like that. It just backfired on him.
Yeah.
And now people think he corny.
Shit.
They think he corny.
Yeah.
He be on some whole shit damn near.
Yeah.
He did the shit with Trump.
Yeah, like, I think that was pretty.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, did it with niggas. And he ain't made no hot shit.
But not only that, another thing too is that car show shit too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of motherfuckers taking that shit personal because of how he, you know, promoted or whatever.
Yeah.
But you charge a motherfucker $250 to come in that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
They pay $250 to get in there?
Yes. And if you got a car and you in it, that's a whole nother price level.
I ain't paying a $250 to get in there.
Just to get in there, bro.
I think it's like $1,000 to be a vendor in there.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
All kind of shit. Like, I mean.
Shout out to Grizz.
Yeah, he won an award one time.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, shout out to Grizz. Yep. That's that shit he do, though.
He need a business or something. Because if he had a business, people would fuck with it heavy.
Yep. Right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's shoot down memory lane real quick before we get out of here, man. Where you want to start, 15 or 30? Mm. I think I'm going to start 15. Lil Wayne dropped the Carter IV 15 years ago. Mm. Which probably was, to that point, his most successful album.
That was in front of the Rolls Royce?
Nah, it's The Kid.
The Kid.
The Kid, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's the one that has She Will on it. Mm. So yeah, this right here. 6 foot, 7 foot. Excuse my charisma. Rockin'
with a spritzer. Swagger down pat. Call me Patricia. That used to be B's favorite rapper.
Who?
Lil Wayne.
Used to be B's favorite rapper?
Hell yeah.
B who?
Be easy.
Be easy.
Man, never. I had one favorite rapper ever in my life.
You see, him and Busta got a new song out.
Lil Wayne?
Mm-hmm. I forgot what we was on, but you was riding Lil Wayne ass. You ain't cut him no slack, buddy.
I did.
I'm talking about you was on his ass.
At this point, what you say this was 15 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So this was 21?
11.
Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, but he just rapping like.
Yeah.
He ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
Is it the three or the four?
Four.
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 Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he had some shit on here, though.
He did.
And this is one right here too. Might not be.
That's
no,
one.
That ain't one. This the one right here.
How to Love.
Yeah.
She Will.
Let me see what this one is.
That's it.
Oh yeah, this the one.
Him,
right here.
Him and Drake.
I never knew the name of this song.
Blunt Blowing. Blunt Blowing was my shit. Nightmares of the Bottom. Boy, I used to love this album. Now. I ain't gonna hold you. I didn't listen to John. So Special was my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then the outro, them boys went crazy on that shit too. Yeah, this was a dope one.
I tell them, don't pop that pussy for a real nigga. I already know that life is deep, but I still diggle. Niggas is jealous, but really I could care less. I'm in hell's kitchen with an apron and a
headnet. This song right here?
Yeah, the Lord is my shit.
T minus. On my Libra scale, I'm weighing. That shit sound good. What goes around comes
around like a hula hoop. And 40. That bitch is beautiful. Life on the edge. I'm dangling my.
You say 40
feet.
Producers?
Yeah, 40 had his hands and his name on there too.
Where?
Right beside T minus.
Oh, see on this on the title it just got T minus.
Mm-hmm. Right, drum set. For a while, but I ain't done. Yeah, this album was dope. I might actually listen to this one on the way home today. He had self-made songs on this motherfucker. I walked here.
The bitch is over an hour too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't doubt for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere. Yeah, man, Wayne. But this was probably his. That probably was his most successful album.
Really,
Lollipop took him to that level.
In the Officer.
And Mrs. Officer.
That's on here.
No,
it's on the album.
Lollipop on the last.
It's on three. Lollipop was on three.
And Miss Officer.
Right. This officer was on 3 years. This shit right here, nigga.
Ooh.
John Legend sang his ass off in this movie.
Yeah, 2011. I don't know what I was listening to 2011.
Jesus.
Maybe something else, too.
Wiz Khalifa?
Hell no.
Roll of Papers?
Nah, that wasn't my shit right there.
Yeah, that's so special.
I was playing the fuck out of this shit right here, though.
Where was I living in 2000? I was back here.
I'm a sightseer.
Damn, 15 years ago.
15 years. Now this nigga don't
30.
I wonder if he could still. Like, this was good music. Like, told the whole album, like the Sonics, everything was good with this album. I wonder if he could do that again.
Probably so. He rich as hell. He just put an album out not too long ago, ain't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the Sonics was good, right? What was that him with him and 2 Chainz after the last shit he did?
Collard Grove?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sonics was good on that.
Yeah. Y'all going to see him in our tour?
That's how my dad fit right here.
Oh, God.
Talking about that later.
This how my dad feel. Baby, don't you let me in, then I'ma make you feel so special, girl. Nigga say he don't want to wake up by himself, man. Jesus Christ.
Girl, you're kidding me. Together and crazy. And if she kick it
off, I'ma run it back.
That was whack.
Oh, shit.
This y'all goat?
There we go. Now we could.
Hold, wait, this ain't my goat now.
Yeah. I say y'all as people. Okay. Not you. Okay. I know your goat is your cousin.
All right.
Your goat, your cousin, nigga.
All
right. If my cousin was a rapper, my cousin be my goat too. You should have seen how nasty I was with Josh Howard on 2K. 40 points a night. Shit.
Ain't nobody else getting involved.
Dirt.
Dirt, was
Dirt open in the corner.
Oh man, shout out to Lil Wayne, man.
Shout out to Lil Wayne. Y'all going to the Cash Money No Limit Joe? Mm.
We're supposed to discuss that again. It's gonna be October 10th.
When it is?
I can't go. Yeah.
They're gonna be in other cities. They're gonna be in Raleigh.
Yeah, they gonna be in Raleigh September 19th.
Damn.
That's why Renz ain't coming for homecoming. He coming Friday, but he gonna leave.
He going to the concert there?
Mm-hmm.
I might go to another city.
It coming to Columbia October 10th, and yeah. I gotta go see my nephew play football.
Where he play at?
In Georgia.
What school?
He don't play. It's Pop Warner.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My on my wife's side. So, yeah, he tough too. So I want to go ahead and start watching him now.
You want to get in there early so you can get on the wheel call?
Yeah. Little nephew.
I feel you.
Little nephew got them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go to one of them cities.
Yeah.
Look like I'm going to be going by myself. Because Jones ain't going.
Look at him. Don't start that shit. Yo. Look at him.
You know how I do.
Yeah. That's how he do.
I don't know if I want to go to Columbia for that, though.
Yeah, you want to watch it. It'll be somewhere else for that, right?
Yeah, Columbia niggas be kind of dusty.
Yeah.
Columbia rap niggas be dusty.
Be dusty.
Want to smoke weed in the damn arena and
absolutely.
Shit. Fighting and carrying
on. I
don't
fight, but I want to, you know. Yeah. This song right here took him to a place that we never thought he could go. This was kind of like that Unpretty shit by TLC. You know what I'm saying? It was one of them type of joints for people. For women, anyway. Mm-hmm. It was a dope song though.
Yeah,
he tested, you know, musical shit and all that. Shout out to Weezy, man.
Yeah, whatever.
20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Young man made his debut by the name of Young Dro. The best thing smoking.
Shout out to Dro.
And he had that Jackie Chan. That Jackie Chan.
That shit's beating.
That Jackie Chan.
You got the intro.
Yeah. You got that Jackie Chan. Hey, nigga swear they know me, man. Dro.
Shout out to Dro. That's a cool fella.
They don't really know about Dro. I still had my system when this shit was out, too.
I had a system then, too.
I still had my system.
Oh, I definitely had a system. Oh, see?
I still had my system.
Oh, yeah. I was on the South Side. That shit used to be. What's your favorite song off of this?
If it's not High Five, it's Fresh.
Fresh? Oh, that shit go. That shit go too.
Body full of polo clothes, flying in a bitch now.
That shit go. I forgot about that one.
Where they know? Where they? Yeah, nigga. Yeah. Body full of polo clothes, fresher than the bitch now. Got a hoagie that your bitch now. This old girl, man, I'm the shit now. Bro, nigga, get a lick now.
Hey. You see what high five is? I ain't never knew none of the words.
High five.
That's a beat too.
Yeah, me and my little cousin, shout out to Andrew, man. Me and my little cousin boys do a little dance and this shit right there.
Y'all
man.
Had a routine?
Yeah,
this used to be popping your butt.
No.
Oh, y'all just high-fiving?
Yeah,
I got you.
The simple shit.
Having fun.
Yeah, you know, man. Look cool.
See,
man.
I knew back then, back in 06, I was freaking.
Yeah. Look.
So this is my favorite song out here.
Mm-hmm. My girl got a girlfriend. Chevy Blue Light Whirlwind.
Yeah.
I used to play the fuck out of this album. Remember, I'm about to graduate college at this point. So I'm on cruise control. I'm cruising through.
Yeah.
And I'm riding around the yard, just trying to get off that bitch and get to the house, get some Chinese food or something, pull up to the crib. But I was banging the fuck out of this shit, boy. Mm-hmm. I'ma tell you nothing I like. That we lied shit.
Yeah, the hood y'all dash went bad.
Oh yeah. Hey, my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend. This is my shit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of songs back then used to have this sound.
I said I would never hurt you. You said you would go never hurt me, but we lied.
This is a solid debut album.
Yeah, it was. It was. You ain't even play the man in the trunk, goddamn. You got, yeah.
Nah, he had this one.
Yeah.
This was one of my favorite.
This was the hit. This is the rubber band, bang, boing, 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 boing. Yeah, this was a solid first joint. Yeah, I still got that motherfucker.
I still do too. He got a big smile on the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Joing, yoing, man in the trunk.
That man in the trunk. That Jackie Chan. Tell him about that Jackie Chan, boy. Nah, son, for real. Back up off me, son. Dunson, what's up? I love Dro for that shit, yeah. Young Dro, they playing with. Boy, what I tell you is it? Trump got that Jackie Chan in the cup. Sound like a bad end. That shit right there. I'm talking about. Look like Cartier. Big bank bitch play with it. This one, no, we used to play the fuck out of this shit just because of the beat.
Yeah.
That shit right there used to beat like a
He got some shit on here, though.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that Rubber Band Banks and Shoulder Lean.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna always play Shoulder Lean.
Yeah.
That's one of them that'll always get played.
Dro got a few of them songs with that gonna last.
FDB.
Yep.
He got
a few songs that gonna last the test of time.
Yep. Real catchy shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was that song that was in the Cadillac Chronicles and the girl pull up beside? And she's,
what she doing, Shoulder Lean?
That what it was.
Shoulder Lean.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
She repeated the whole fucking song.
Yeah. Shout out to Dro.
Red back and white Chevy. Now I look like Dion. Put them lights up in my rim. Now I look like Ryan.
Now Ryan Neon. 25 years ago, Juvenile dropped Project English. And the reason I want to talk about that is because when we put that in perspective, 25 years was what?
2001.
This motherfucker took his shit from 400 degrees and he kept fucking going.
Mm-hmm.
Which album is that?
Project England. I'm talking that something. I'm a TC soldier, New Orleans stunner. If your bitch leave me,
this
I'm
my favorite line. Listen, hold on, listen now. What you gonna do, Juvie?
I'm gonna buy me a book and buy a 4Runner.
So me and Blaze, when we he gets a chick or something at the club or whatever. Yeah. Like, who is that? Like 4Runner. Like, that's a new chick.
Yeah.
We about to bust our new chick.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
4Runner. Shout out to Toyota. Anyway, if you need a Toyota, give me a call.
His head buzzes ready to give him the word. Got a few in the East Coast, a few in the West, down south, Midwest. What's up with the whip?
He had some shit on
that
too.
I'm in my second year of college with this shit here. Driving that Chevy around that bitch now. Yeah, I was driving this. When this came out, I had my Chevy. So I was already having me a good time.
Oh, this is a different one.
What is that right there?
I thought this was, I needed in my, this is another one. It's another My Life.
Get Your Hustle On.
Yep, that was on there. She get it from her mom. 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 He, dude, has a kid. He has a kid of shit, though. She get it from her mom. 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 Shout out to Juvie. Okay. Also 25 years ago. I just got to talk about this. But Rush Hour soundtrack. Rush Hour 2 dropped their soundtrack. Soundtracks was a big thing back then.
It was.
And this had area codes on this joint.
Rush Hour 2.
Fucking ludicrous.
Hold up. This is a different one. This must be the score.
Oh, instead of the
instead soundtrack. Of the soundtrack. Yeah. It's not the soundtrack. Yeah, it's by some dude named Lalo somebody.
Oh no.
Let me see.
Yeah, this was Teddy Riley.
Okay, here we go. No, this is the first Rush Hour. Yeah, this is the first Rush Hour soundtrack.
Oh, okay. Eric Cole,
I'm trying to find Rush Hour 2.
Montel.
Yeah. T.I. Keep Party and Bullshit.
Yeah, they had the first one up there. Rush Hour. Damn, I'm gonna have to go to the What's the name of the song was Area Codes on?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I can find it like that.
Luda.
Oh, it's on. It just got the track. It's they, he put that on his album, too.
Yeah. Mm. I got in different area codes. Area codes. Oh. Oh.
A couple times.
Area.
Okay, they got it. Seven, no, and 4-4 on worldwide,
bitch.
Y'all don't know.
Act like y'all know. Neighbor dick dope man.
Neighbor dick dope man. Ooh, hey. This is why niggas can't take you serious.
Hey. Yo.
Obama the whole man. Obama the whole man.
The 803s, man.
That's the only one 843 ain't made it.
Nah, yeah. Cause we had just really started that 843 shit about back 10 years before the song came out.
Not even that long.
It wasn't that long.
Cause we was in high school when they switched.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I think we was like in high school.
Might have been.
And it was 543, 843. They was trying to get everybody to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to Rush Hour 2.
Mm-hmm. Good movie.
Now time to get into the shit.
All right.
MC Light dropped 30 years ago. MC Light dropped Bad As I Wanna Be. And it was a banger on that motherfucker, if I ain't mistaken.
What was it?
Keep On Keeping On.
You say 30 years ago?
Yeah. That came off the
what's the name
Sunset
of that
Park soundtrack. Bad As I Wanna Be.
As I Wanna Be.
What's the name of the song?
1996.
They don't got that album up here.
Keep On Keeping On.
That's the name of the song?
Uh-huh. We actually just played it with we did the soundtrack for Sunset Park.
That's what it was on.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring the Escape.
Escape, yeah.
But that was a banger right there.
Yeah, this shit went crazy.
What movie?
Sunset Park.
Yeah.
Hot peas and butter, baby. Come and get your supper.
you'll hear this beat a lot in the stands now.
Mm-hmm.
Cause a lot of bands playing that Michael Jackson song.
Yeah, Liberian Girl.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
Yeah, that's all this is. But Mike go forever. He gonna live forever, man.
Bro, it's a band in y'all know I be on that band. It's a band, a high school band in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Jesus fucking Christ.
They the truth.
They kill this shit. Yeah.
They kill this?
Well, the Michael Jackson shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, they kill him. So it just randomly showed up on my shit the other day. Mm-hmm.
Cold Rocker Party was another joint on
I
there.
Found that one.
Yeah. This shit was pretty dope too. It got some play.
Not Drug Lord Superstar. This is around the end for her, ain't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is close to the end. Yeah, she went to.
She could rap.
Yeah, she could always rap.
She came to Florence. It was some years ago, though. You know what I'm saying? We was on stage together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We chopped it up. You know what I'm saying?
Stay away from all that.
But, you know, she wanted me to, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do that.
Yeah, you know.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
She wanted me to give it to a D-Town style.
Don't do that. No, dog.
Damn it, man. Not D-Town style.
You yeah, better ruin it.
She wanted a roughneck, but I ain't had no Timbs on, so. Yep.
Shout out to MC Light.
Shout out to MC Light.
And last for the day, but not least at all, the Mighty Mighty Outkast dropped AT Aliens 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
The Mighty Mighty Outkast.
This CD got me in trouble.
And I know for a fact, this the second time we talk about this shit, because I done been doing this show for five years.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and this shit ain't changed nowhere in my life.
Did we do a whole episode on this album?
We damn it. I think we did. Because they did they released the 25th anniversary edition with all the instrumentals after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But by far, one of the most creative rap albums.
Cause they had the comic book in there.
Mm-hmm.
They should have kept that going.
That shit was super dope though.
Yeah.
That cover was bananas.
This fucking album, man, as far as sonic, lyrically, like this shit just was fucking, I'm talking about cover to fucking cover. This one that I can put this bitch in and I ain't gotta touch it.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of them that I can absolutely do. I'm talking about and mean it.
Right. Look at that.
The whole fucking thing. Then I stop it after 14. Because I don't want to hear the remix Elevators.
What?
I don't want to hear
love
the
remix. That beat.
I don't want to hear it though. I used to listen to that all the time back in the day. I don't even want to hear it. Yeah. Like, dog, you know how much they used to play Elevators on TV?
Mm-hmm.
I got that shit on about 16 VHS tapes right now.
Oh, you used to record raps,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I see you follow that nigga who be not breaking down the lyrics, but he be like, such and such said, and he hear rapping in the words.
I don't follow him. I just liked it.
Dog, listen.
Yeah.
He did one on Mos Def. He did for
Mathematics. Kind of chubby looking.
For Mathematics, the song Mathematics. But he did, was it Quimini?
Yeah.
And like, I appreciate him doing that because people don't really be listening when them niggas be rap. That nigga said, my mind warps and bends, close to Glenn, count to 10, meet the twin, Andre Ben, welcome to the Lions Den. I said, yo, people don't even like this motherfucker. Like, I like that dude.
Yeah.
Like that dude, though. Because he do a bunch of lyrics like that, you know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, damn, oh, so that what that nigga was saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, this shit right here, though. Decatur Song. Decatur Song, one of my favorite songs off of here.
Yeah, mine too.
This is one of my favorite shit. This motherfucker. Mmm. I called the Reeb. They said, Reeb, you ain't know. I said, what? Big Time got popped in his Benzo. What? I said, damn, man, I'm riding his Lexus. I'm about to dump this nigga shit in New Dimension. Get in the crystal, I can call Big Slate up. And tell him the money man to slip and got his throat cut. And tell him everything we took from the warehouse. I heard somebody talk about it at the White House. Man, I thought you said that the job was for me and you. I ain't know that Bill Clampett wanted some too. Tell his folks that I'm sorry about that Lexus. I'm about to dip to see my sister up in. Nah, can't even tell you where I put my extra player card. Cause the Red Dog police know we homeboy. Just tell everybody who owe us a dime. It's that Great Hulk round up your money time. I got to have mine. Then I'm out of here. Get a loss, come back up just like Coco Grill. I don't know no more. Caught like a lag. We over to that big girl from Decatur say.
Ooh. Yeah, that's my shit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
years and years. That's my shit. Riding past funeral field, holding bodies of my peers if you don't educate yourself. Now, how the fuck you supposed to understand how you supposed to get paid? Niggas walk around, get the shade tree, ass fade. Fuck a fade, let my hair drag. Back and forth like a seesaw. From dumping Lily to Lily Pad Dag. I'm looking to get my goody feel. I don't know no more.
Stop, fuck a Woodstock.
I happen to listen to it and take it after that. Yeah, the words. Hey, it'll be over to the big girl from Decatur saying, though.
Oh, that's the regular. That's East the shit.
Current, yeah. Smokes and Dang.
Call it Paul.
We just did that. Yeah.
Now, was Jazzy Bell remixed harder than the original? Which one did you like the best?
Just the remix right here, isn't it?
Jazzy Bell.
Yeah, this the original. I don't know.
Yeah, this the original. Ooh. But you know, Babyface was singing on the remix.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
But the beat was a little different.
Yeah, it was.
It was just a little different. But they did. They pretty much, that was the video version.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the video version of this. But this shit right here, man. But now it's real Jazzy Bell.
That shit's so smooth. Dog, I might listen to this. Right, listen to this instrumental.
I'm telling you, like, man. Organized noise niggas was cold.
I can't believe you don't like this, Jones.
I do like it. I just don't listen to it no more. Yeah. Because, like, when I used to be in the car back in the day, I wouldn't listen to the original when I would listen to this one. Because I had them speakers.
Yeah, because this one would hit a little bit.
Two for the show. A couple of years ago, old hand and daddy low was a starter. Something good with me and my nigga rolled the martyr through the hood. It's trying to find that hooker. Got the day I looked up at the ceiling, watching ceiling fans go round trying to catch a feeling off instrumental. I had my pencil and plus my paper. We call it 86, like holding the head into the cater. Riding around trying to find our spot off in that light. Light off in that spot. Know that we can rock. Doing the hole in the wall club. This shit, hell must stop. Like freeze, we make the crowd move, but we not make it. One, two. Dope boys in Cadillac, they call us with from players, ball the ballers.
Put the cypher up on the map,
with like little to rock the bangers. Niggas
say, what the fuck that playing?
Hey, man, we just found out about niggas banging the Little Rock around this time, too. Yep. Shit, so goddamn. Shout out to Outkast for giving us timely shit that we still know the words to.
Yeah, karaoke in this motherfucker.
You know what I'm talking about? Shit. And we don't even got the words,
we ain't
nigga.
Got the words, nigga.
We ain't even looking at the lyrics, yeah. Nigga. Yeah, man. But yeah, I knew this was going to be a good one to talk about because this was a good time in life. We going to the 10th grade. We establishing our new world.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I appreciate these boys because the nigga say, like we went to the woods and lay with the squirrels. Now we go to the woods and lay with the squirrels. I ain't know what that meant, goddamn. Hunts with all our clothes on.
I damn sure ain't know what no Vogue's was.
Yeah.
Not at 15, 14.
Shout out to the Almighty Outkast, man. We just talked about Ottawa last week.
Mm-hmm.
So them boys pumping out shit like they had a hell of a 10-year fucking run.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely did. 94 to 06, 12 years. But shit, they kept going after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ottawa was after Speaker Box, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So shit. Man. But I listened to this album so much, like, and I started with my shirt today, but I did. But I listened to this album so fucking much, like, I got the vinyl.
Mm.
I got this on vinyl.
You got it recently?
About a year ago. Yeah, I got this on vinyl, so. Yeah, man. Shout out to Outkast, man, for giving us this timely shit. Even though they said 96 gonna be that year. Here we are 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Still pumping that shit.
Right.
And any old nigga that don't listen to Outkast at this point, they like, I don't know what to tell you. You
probably
missing
from
out.
York, probably they, from New York.
They probably, nah, okay. they probably listening to Yeet.
Listen to probably cross
my sister. My sister say, what, who was Yeet? She was like, that's not Kanye. I was like, nah, that's somebody else.
Nah, they listen to the Creek Boy.
He's on the creek, boy. Quiet on the creek.
Quiet on the creek.
Oh,
that was, they be bouncing their titties. Yeah. Nigga bouncing their titties of that shit.
That's creek. Exactly what they doing. If the they ain't listening to no fucking Outkast, boy, I swear to God, they on the creek with them.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no other way around it.
Boy, Outkast, 3,000, somebody make a goddamn album. Y'all know what it is. Oh, shit.
Think you hear
when it ain't all pieces of creed. Hey. You I mean, Cujo called that bitch. Look at the hair you did.
I let you come to my crib.
Now you know where I live. Hey, hey,
you
man.
Was hungry, fed you a hot meal.
Look at the hair you did. My crib ball business. Oh man, shout out to Outkast, man. Easy, I appreciate you, brother. For hey,
thank you for having me.
Have me in this motherfucker, man. Let them know where they can find you.
Every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. Yeah.
Check him out.
And subscribe. If you ain't subscribed, go to my show and subscribe. DJ Blaze Show on YouTube.
Yeah.
When I reach a certain number, I'm giving a $100 gift card away.
I'm subscribed. I need to go resubscribe.
Nah, I'm going to just randomly pick a number.
Oh.
I mean, pick a person.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm subscribed twice, so I might pick myself. You never know.
But let me go subscribe for my other two channels.
Yeah, go subscribe from the other two channels.
I am. I got you. June. Yo. Appreciate you, brother.
Shit, I appreciate it.
Tell them where they can find you.
Hanging out with these cool cats.
Yes, sir. We gonna get on your uncle ass on one of these episodes. I just ain't prepared yet. I'm gonna let it die down. So we gonna get on your uncle ass.
That shit gonna die down, bro.
Yeah.
All I do is go on Guest Street, bro.
Yeah, we gonna get on that nigga.
She turn it up for me.
Yeah.
She been pretty quiet though, but
yeah, she
was quiet.
Yeah.
On the creek.
Oh God.
she probably said he on the creek.
Yeah, buddy. Only thing I'm on the creek for is fishing, man.
Man,
I need to go and I'm going to a pond up late. Nah, I ain't even wanna go to the creek no more, man. Fuck that shit.
Boy, she's so mad he out there with her.
Man, it's your boy Jones, man. Email us the Music Jones Podcast at Gmail. Hit us up on Instagram, the Music Jones Podcast. Till next time. Peace. Y'all know what it is.